Job. God sees the big picture. The first indication that the next person is approaching is the faint sound of footsteps. Around the corner comes a small man, less than 5 feet tall. He wears a robe that is spectacular. It's a vibrant green and shimmers as he walks, the light reflecting off the smooth fabric. It occurs to me that it's made of silk. He wears shoes that look like they are made of the same fabric. No wonder his footfalls were so quiet. I look more closely at the man's robe, and I see that there are gold threads running through the fabric. The way the light hits them makes me certain that the thread is made of real gold. It's stunning. Around the man's neck is a golden chain unlike anything I've ever seen, even in a museum. The thousands of small links are woven in a beautiful, elaborate pattern. Every 3 inches in the chain is set a golden medallion studded with emeralds, sapphires, and rubies. I cannot imagine what something like that is worth. Every finger on his hands has a ring on it. Each is of a different design. Many of them are also adorned with gems. I marvel at the rings. And that's when I notice the scars. They cover the backs of the man's hands and continue up his arms to where they disappear into the sleeves of his robe. As the man sits down, I see that his ankles, exposed as he sits, are also scarred. We look him up and down and see that his face is too. Everywhere skin is visible, we see faded pink and purple scars. But the worst scars are on his hands. What could have caused that, I wonder? I see you look at my rings, he says. They were given to me by my brothers and sisters, each one a gift after God restored me from my trials. You see, Satan tortured me in the land of Uz, but I did not give up on God. My name is Job. His words startle me. Tortured by Satan. But how else would you describe what happened to Job? When God pointed out to Satan that Job was a good man, blameless, upright, God-fearing, and shunning evil, Satan wanted to...